Cotton farmers in Arizona and elsewhere have for years been dealing with an invasive pest known as the pink bollworm moth. But the U.S. Agriculture Department thinks it's a couple years away from eradicating the insect by introducing sterilized moths to the population. Ian Davis works for the agency in the pink bollworm mass rearing facility in Phoenix. And Ian, why is this the way you've chosen to tackle the problem?
Well, for example, if you had pink bollworm in your cotton crop and you needed to get rid of them, you might decide to try to spray for them. There are insecticides that will kill them, but they're very, very difficult to get to. The pink bollworm lays its eggs and spends most of its immature life inside the cotton boll, which is an enclosed, not exactly hard, but it's enclosed
structure. Not on the outside.
Structure. Right. They're inside in the middle. They're eating the seeds. They're eating the fiber that we make into clothing and things, destroying the crop. But you can't really get the insecticide to them. So you end up having to spray a lot if you want to spray to control pink bollworm. So the idea is that if you can introduce sterile moths into the crop, then the sterile moths will mate with any wild ones out there. Then both of them think that they've been mated and they go on their happy way, but there's no reproduction, there are no offspring. So you reduce populations that way, and ultimately, hopefully, you get rid of them.
Is that a long-term goal? I mean, how long would it take to do that?
Well, initially it was conceived just as a suppression program. But later on, we developed enough data and got some additional tools such that the states and the cotton industry and USDA decided, you know, we think that we can kick this pest out of here and just eliminate it entirely. And so we did that. We conducted some large field-scale trials of some different approaches, and we've been extremely successful since about the mid to late 1990s. We got into the facility that we're in now, and in the mid-2000s, we decided to take it to an eradication program, multi-state. So it's taken us about 10 years to get to the point that we are now, which is that we're just about to be able to declare this pest eradicated from the U.S.
And recently, it seems as though you've determined a new way to sort of get these sterile moths out to mate with the non-sterile ones. You're using drones, right?
Yeah, we traditionally have used Cessnas, small aircraft, to disperse these insects. The infestation in the southwestern U.S. was quite widespread. California, Arizona, New Mexico, western Texas, into Baja California, Sonora. And so using light aircraft and spreading them in mass was the appropriate response, I would say. But now that we're very close to eradication, our focus becomes more, how do we deal with small outbreaks? How do we quickly and efficiently, cost-effectively get in and take care of them before they bloom into a big problem? And so using remotely piloted aircraft, the idea is that we can significantly reduce costs, considerably speed up our ability to respond to an outbreak, and really highly target where we're releasing moths, just right on the infestation site and the area right immediately around it. And so that's what this summer we were conducting a bunch of trial work with those remotely piloted aircraft.
And did you find that drones are a better way to go?
Yeah, the remotely piloted aircraft work in that trial worked really well. We can fly these aircraft systems a little bit slower than the Cessnas can go, which is good because we run less risk of damaging the insects when we release them. We can fly them lower than the Cessnas, and yet the insects will still disperse similarly well, which is a much better dispersal than ground release.
Cotton is obviously such a big part of Arizona's history and its current economy. How big was this moth problem here?
It got to the point in Arizona that cotton growers were struggling to do anything to maintain viability of cotton here against this pest. There weren't hardly any combinations of anything you could do to still make money and grow cotton with this invader. So the incorporation of sterile insect technology into the other integrated pest management steps has just really turned that right around, and cotton's a viable, perfectly viable, healthy crop now.
Ian Davis works for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He's director of the Pink Bollworm Rearing Facility in Phoenix. Ian, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And if you want to see video of the moths actually being released from this unmanned aerial vehicle, they basically just come out of this canister on the bottom of the drone. It's pretty incredible. Trust me when I tell you you want to see this. We've posted it at kjzz.org right on the left-hand side of the page.